Thursday morning, I got a call to check out a little problem over at the Bluffington school. Seems the trouble started, see, when BB Bluff brought her dad's expensive radio to school.
Cool radio.
By 4 o'clock, it was gone, see? It was a job for the chameleon.
It's not the radio. It's the principle of the thing. I mean, do you youngsters have any idea how much a multi-band Chromo Neato 5000 costs? Of course, nothing's too expensive for my little sugar pumpkin. But really, Rob during show and tell.
Daddy, please. We don't have show and tell. We're not babies.
Now, Mr. Bluff, I know you need that radio back, but need? I don't need anything. I'm rich. I can buy a million of them, but it's the principle of the thing. Stand aside, Mr. Bluff. I'll handle this. All right, you little hoodlums. Get this and get this straight. If that radio isn't back here by 1600 hours today, we're all going to stay in detention after school. There you go.
Oh, Doug, this is terrible. I have b-ball practice this afternoon. There's no way I can miss it.
Oh, don't worry, Patty. I'm sure whoever took Mr. Bluff's radio is going to return it.
I hope so.
I hated to see this kid's heart broken, her b-ball practice trashed by some small-time hood. Luckily, she turned to me. The chameleon, master of disguise, feared by criminals everywhere. I decided I was going to find out who took BB's radio. In fact, I already had an idea who might have taken it.
Freeze, Puck!
Chameleon!
Gotcha! Great! Now you losers can keep me company in detention this afternoon! Roger Klotz, small-time pest, big-time rat. Already due for a long detention, see? And at the moment, my number one suspect. I decided to ask around.
How could Roger have done it, Doug?
Well, Mosquito, after a while, see, you start to understand how the criminal mind works.
No, I mean, how could he have done it from inside the principal's office? Remember? He was in the principal's office yesterday, all day.
Skeeter was right. Yesterday, Klotz was hauled in on a water balloon wrap. Gee, you know, this case was going to be tougher to crack than I thought. I decided to see how BB's story checked against the facts.
Oh, it's too embarrassing. Daddy just overreacted, that's all. Just do me a favor, Doug, and forget about it. I'm sure whoever did it will turn it in.
But what happens if we all have to stay in detention?
Well, there are worse things, you know, like a bad haircut, for instance.
That may have been good enough for her, but I had a little lady, see, who was going to miss her beatball practice if I didn't crack this case. Oh, BB, I am sorry to bother you, ma'am, but my memory's a little rusty. Who is it who sits behind you in class?
Boomer, of course.
That was it. Unknowingly, she had just given me the information I was looking for. Boomer Bledsoe. Long on talk, short on brains. Could he have taken BB's radio without her noticing? I decided I'd let him lead me to BB's radio, see? This was it. I was certain of it.
Doug?
Hey, Boomer.
Hey, man, if you're gonna follow me, can you at least help me carry some of my stuff?
He was either very crafty or very stupid. Either way, I decided to play along. Sure, Boomer. Well, that's when I got my first break. Wait a minute.
What are you looking at, Doug?
It's part of BB's radio. Whoever stole it must have dropped it and broke this piece off. If I could find out whose locker this came from, Patty would have her beatball game, and I could call this case closed, see? Boomer, who has locker 164?
I don't know. The one next to it is Skeeters, though. He'll know.
Have you seen him?
The last time I saw him, he was in the metal shop. Here you go.
This Skeeter character was one good egg. Maybe he could give me a lead as to who stole BB's radio. Huh? Oh, no. It was Skeeter. I couldn't believe it. My best friend stole BB's radio. Was he really gonna try and get away with it? And what would I do if he did?
I need a bus ticket.
Why to where, young man?
Well, how far can I get on this?
Elm Street.
I'll take it.
Reserved for Skeeter. Oh, wow.
Leisure trip, mosquito.
Chameleon. Wait, I can explain. I can...
Yeah, tell it to the judge, pal.
You can't do it to me, man. You can't turn in your best friend. It's the rule. No, please, Chameleon, no.
But could I really turn in Skeeter? I waited for him outside of class.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, Skeeter, maybe you can help me. I have this friend. It's not me, though. And he knows his best friend did something that could get another different person in trouble.
Excuse me, Doug, but is this a math problem? Because I'm terrible in math.
No, I'm just asking. What do you think that first person should do?
I think the answer's 5, but I got lost. Could you repeat the question? Whoa, time for class. Last one there's a big loser.
Whoa, he was one slippery eel, all right. But what was I going to do? Time was running out. If I didn't turn Skeeter in, see, everyone was going to sit in detention, and Patty Mayonnaise would miss practice.
Now, class, we're going to give the person who took BB's radio one last chance to return it. I'm going to turn off the lights, and I want whoever took the radio to put it on my desk. And that way, nobody will know who took it. All right, here we go.
I listened for Skeeter to make his move, but he wasn't budging. I decided I had to take matters into my own hands.
Hey! Roger?
Oops! Sorry, Mrs. Wingo. Guess my finger grazed the light switch. Well, looky here. It's funny!
Doug!
This was it. Was I going to squeal on Skeeter, or was I going to take the rap for him?
Doug didn't take my radio, Mrs. Wingo.
What?
Skeeter had my radio.
Then it was Skeeter who took it?
No, it fell out of my locker. Skeeter was trying to fix it for me.
Oh, I get it. So when your father asked where it was...
I knew he'd freak out, so I told him somebody took it. I never thought it would blow up into such a big deal. I'm sorry. I panicked.
Well, we're all glad that's over with, BB. You can all go now.
Let's go! Let's get ready!
too bad, Funny. I was just about to ask you to join my gang, too.
Oh, no, Mr. Klotz. There's still the little matter of the stinky cheese on the radiator.
Case closed. Chalk up another one for the chameleon.
Honest, I was dying to tell you, man, but BB made me promise.
Well, that's okay, Skeet. I'm sorry I suspected you. Say, do you get the feeling we're being followed?
I was gonna ask you the same thing.
Things were back to normal, but criminals beware. That innocent-looking chair, that kindly grandfather clock could be the chameleon.